It's 10 questions from a confidence round recorded live at Hand Brewed Beer in Chatsworth, California, co-hosted by my friend Cam Molador. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Hopefully you like trivia and that's how you stumbled across this show. Comes out every single day and there's tons of great episodes to go back and check out of all different types, shapes, sizes, lengths, you name it, we've done it. And if we haven't done it, we'll do it very soon. You can search Trivia with Buds and anything on Google, and you should find an episode about it, from anything from marine biology to candy to fast food to baseball movies to Disney movies to TV shows about doctors. I mean, we've done every specific thing you could think of, and there's just a billion more things to do. So it's fun. That's what I wanted to do. For years, I wanted to do a podcast, and back in Chicago, I used to do a stand-up kind of based podcast called Joking Off with my friend Kevin Kellum from probably 2010 to 2012, and then I moved to California, so we stopped doing it. But we used to interview comedians and just BS and riff, and that's kind of like every comedian's podcast. So I took about a five-year break, and I said, if I do a podcast again, I want it to be about trivia, but I don't want it to just be me reading trivia. I want there to be some variety to it. And the show started out first as me having two friends battle in two topics. So the first 50 or 100 episodes or so are different guests and friends of mine battling in topics they're good at. So we talk about, I would say, give me five things you're into. And we talk about why they're into those five things. And then I go, okay, out of those five things, I picked The Office, and we would do 10 questions on The Office versus 10 questions on the other person's topic, and we would kind of battle back and forth. So I will start doing those again more frequently in 2019. I have not recorded any so far, but those are fun to have the guests on and the battling and the interviewing. So I'll start doing those again, but what fits better with my daily schedule is to just either have a round from one of my live nights that I record on my phone or devices, or an episode where I am just kind of asking you questions from old PowerPoint slides that I've used, or maybe I do like a phone interview with a listener or a fan or a friend of the show. So there's a little something for everybody. There's lots of variety, and hopefully you get something out of this show. You can hit subscribe and get a new episode every single day. And we've done this daily for 237 days at this point. So thanks for making it the thing you check out when you're walking the dog or on the treadmill or driving to work. Today's episode is from Hand Brewed Beer, one of my newest trivia locations, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. in Chatsworth, California. Sorry, 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. in Chatsworth, California. And it's a ton of fun. It's hosted by Cam Molador, and we are on week two coming up this week. And Cam hosted last week, and it went really, really well, so that was great. And this episode today we recorded on the Friday before we started the first week. And me and him go back and forth. We had two microphones hooked up to the Zoom recorder, so we got to do some banter. And as you can tell, I was, I think, two or three beers deep with an empty stomach in this episode. So I might get a little goofy sounding, but that's bound to happen at some point, right? If you want to play trivia with me live, go to triviawithbuds.com anytime and click on locations. And you can always RSVP for a bonus point and see all the rounds and a sample question right in the middle of the homepage weekly. Upcoming this week, we have some very cool 80s rounds. All the rounds at all my locations will be 80s themed, 80s music, 80s toys, 80s commercials, 80s TV shows, and movies. You're going to love it. If you have a topic you want me to do on this show in the near future, you can always go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more to make sure I do your topic. It could be about anything. Maybe you want to do a whole round on French fries for some reason. I could come up with some questions for that. Just donate some money and I'll figure out a way to do it. Thanks so much for listening. And right now we're going to jump into these 10 questions recorded live at Hand Brewed Beer in Chatsworth, California. Here we go. I'm hitting record on the recorder.
Oh, that's good. We're back.
There we go. We're back. Cam, you were gone for a while talking to these.
I was talking to some dads.
They have their dads. Are your kids in his class?
They're at the junior high next door.
Junior high next door. Very good. This is round number three. Writing down all your answers. Don't yell them out. Winning team gets a Big Lebowski coloring book. Number one, how many sons did Tim and Jill Taylor have on Home Improvement? Number one, Home Improvement trivia.
What was that thing he would do? He would just go like,
Yeah, that was the show. Yep.
Yeah, that's the whole show.
The theme song was just like weird animated, like him running like a video game.
Yeah.
And it would be like,
every time
he would jump. Yeah. Like Mario.
Uh-huh.
Who invented that? Somebody was like, what if we do like a Mario thing? And they went with it.
Yeah.
Number one. Here comes number two.
Number two, James Gandolfini's son is playing a younger version of him in an upcoming Sopranos prequel. What is his son's first name? Or an easier question, what is James Gandolfini's son's name?
I like to give a little fact before we do the question. I love how you pronounce two things, Gandolfini and Sopranos.
Yeah.
Is that how you say those two shows? I'm from Chicago, so I say Sopranos and James Gandolfini.
I don't know. My A's aren't as aggressive as your A's.
Yeah. Oh, my A's are aggressive. Yeah. My A's will kick your A's.
Probably.
That's right. Number two. Write it down. See what you know. Number two, hand-brewed beer in Chatsworth is the best beer that's hand-brewed in Chatsworth. And
it
you
is.
Should drink it tonight and every day, including this Tuesday for our first trivia night, 7 to 9. Here's number three, what 90s personality, who is a central figure in the O.J. Simpson murder trial, is currently a house guest on Celebrity Big Brother. Wouldn't it be funny if the answer to this was O.J. Simpson?
That'd be amazing.
It was just the answer was O.J. Simpson, number three. And he shows up in the house and everyone's like, O.J.'s going to kill us.
He
number
starts
three.
Pulling out some gloves.
Yeah. He's like, I saw you left the bread out. And he just puts the gloves on. And you're like, oh, my God, he's going to murder us. Number three.
I actually have a fun story about O.J., which is not a good segue. But,
sure, yeah.
My dad, when he was a little bit in high school, he was dating some girl, and he was a security guard at Magic Mountain.
Okay.
And O.J. Simpson came and started hitting on my dad's girlfriend.
Really?
And my dad was like, oh, it's amazing. That's the juice. Like, yeah, this is
oh,
so
yeah.
cool.
Sure.
And then, like, a few
Can
years
Can I finish
later,
the story?
Yeah.
He murdered her.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Very
yeah.
good.
And I don't have a mom. So.
Oh, no. That got dark. Number four,
a Michigan family was booted from a Florida-bound flight due to body odor issues on January 25th. What airline were they flying?
What airline could it be? What's the stinkiest airline? Number four, could it be Spirit? Could it be JetBlue? Could it be Frontier? You know the airline's bad when it's the same name as your internet provider, Frontier. Number four.
Firefox Air.
Firefox Air.
Yeah.
I fly AOL Instant Messenger Chat Room Air.
Yeah.
Is that a good airline? Number
that's
four.
It's a great one.
I don't think it's so great. Number four.
The captain just has like an away message up.
Do you know that literally I was about to say the exact same thing?
Really? That's good.
But I was like, is that funny? Probably
it
not.
It wasn't. That's why I said it.
Something about a buddy icon and an away message is always good for an AOL joke.
Yeah.
Number five,
who served as vice president of the United States under President Dwight D. Eisenhower? Who served as vice president of the United States under President Dwight D. Eisenhower?
Did you know that Dwight D. Eisenhower also went by Dwight D's Nuts and Eisenhower?
He did. He did.
That didn't make any sense.
He also went as Double D-E.
Double D-E.
Yeah.
Number five.
Check
right
Double
down,
D-E
five.
Out on SoundCloud now.
Yes. Cam, you know it would be interesting if we were recording this podcast and it sounds like there's people here, but it was just us at home.
That would be amazing.
And we added crowd noise.
Yeah.
That would be sad. Number five. Here's number six. What 1984 film's tagline was Alan Bauer thought he'd never find the right woman. He was only half wrong. Number six. What's that movie? Number six. What do you think? Number six. Is this a movie about someone having sex with a horse? Number six. Could be. Number
Isn't
six.
Isn't that Equus the play?
Equus the play, starring Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
He was naked on stage, I understand. Number six.
That's what I've heard.
Number six.
And so was the horse. The horse was also naked.
Oh, no pants on the horse.
Nope.
Number seven.
O'Hare International Airport in Chicago is named for a U.S. Navy pilot who died during what war?
What war could it be? I'll give you a hint. It was not the Revolutionary War. No planes. In that war, number seven.
Number seven, O'Hare International Airport in Chicago is named for a U.S. Navy pilot who died during what war?
Could it be War of the Buttons, which was a VHS tape I rented as a kid? Anyone ever see the movie War of the Buttons? Yes. Three people, one person that I embellished to three. It's on YouTube, the whole movie.
What is
if you like War of the Buttons, you can YouTube it.
Cam, what is War of the Buttons?
Cam, you're going to watch it tonight. It's
okay.
Going to be great.
Okay.
The War on Drugs with Buttons. Number eight. Name for a motorcycle attachment. What cocktail contains cognac, orange liqueur, and lemon juice? Number eight. Did you know lemon juice also murdered his wife? Hi. That's a fun joke for everybody. Number 8.
I liked that one.
Murderers, victims. Number 8, named for a motorcycle attachment. What cocktail contains cognac, orange liqueur, and lemon juice?
I went out with my friend and her new husband out to dinner the other night.
Yeah.
And the guy ordered a cognac.
No, he said cognac?
Yeah. But he only eats dinosaur chicken nuggets and Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That's about right then.
Yeah.
Did you know that there is a LJ Simpson who specifically saves wives from murder situations? Number 9, what playwright behind Barefoot in the Park and Lost in Yonkers received Kennedy Center honors in 1955? Number 9. Cam, you direct a lot of this guy's plays.
I did. I did direct Lost in Lonkers last year at Crespi.
Did you direct Lost in Lonkers or Yonkers?
Both.
Sure. Number 9.
Lost in Yonkers. I actually played Grandma Kernitz in that.
Yeah, I remember you invited me in. I respectfully declined. Number 9. Number 9.
I'm actually directing another one of his plays this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you talking about O.J. Simpson still?
Lemon Juice Simpson.
Lemon Juice Simpson is a great playwright. He wrote all the great plays. You ever see Cats?
I did. He wrote it.
He wrote something called Scats, which is about people who shit on each other. Number 10, last question. The Canary Islands and the Balearic Islands are territorial holdings of what? European country. Number 10. Last question of the night. Thanks for playing trivia. I hope you guys had a great time. We officially start this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Hope to see you. Drink safe, drive safe. We'll be right back with the answers. Thanks for playing Trivia with Butts. These are the answers to your last round of the night. This was the confidence round. Thanks so much for hanging out, telling a friend. Playing some trivia at Han Brewed Beer in Chatsworth. Round 3, question 1. How many sons did Tim and Jill Taylor have on Home Improvement? It was 3.
That's 3.
Number 2.
Number 2, James Gandolfini's son's name is Michael Gandolfini.
Michael Gandolfini. Number 3, O.J. Simpson's murder trial, Cato Kalin. Cato Kalin. Number 4.
Number 4, a Michigan family was booted from a Florida-bound flight due to body odor issues on January 25th. What airline were they flying? American. They were flying American Airlines.
Number 5, who served as vice president of the U.S.? That was Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon did that.
What are you going to say about American Airlines?
I was going to say, I don't even remember my joke.
Nice. Number 6.
Number 6. The 1984 film tagline was, Alan Bauer thought he'd never find the right woman. He was only half wrong. That was Splash.
Splish, Splash, I was taking a bath. Bobby Darin, Splash. Number 7, O'Hare is a World War II pilot. World War II.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Number 8, named for a motorcycle attachment. Which cocktail contains cognac, orange liqueur, and lemon juice Simpson? That is Sidecar.
Number 9 was Neil Simon, playwright behind Barefoot in the Park and Lost in Yonkers.
Yeah, and if you ever want to come to Crespi Carmelite High School from March 7th to March 11th, I am directing The Odd Couple this year. So come do that. Shameless plug.
Nice. Number 10 was Spain. Spain, the Canary Islands and Balearic Islands are territorial holdings of Spain. Those are the answers, guys. Thanks so much for playing. We'll see you this Tuesday for the first Trivia Night.
Boom. There it was. A fun live episode with my friend Cam Molador. Cam's a great artist and a teacher in the Encino, California area. If you want to find out more about him, just search Cam Molador over on Instagram. You can find a lot of his cool artwork and fun things from hosting trivia. Cam Molador. Also, check out his show, Wreck My Podcast, with my other buddy, Jordan Zeilinger. They have a lot of fun nostalgia throwback episodes of that show, and they just did a whole review of the new Big Mouth Valentine special. If you're not watching Big Mouth on Netflix, you are really missing out. That's like the funniest show I've seen in years, and you should watch it immediately. I'm thinking about going back and watching the first 2 seasons again, waiting for the 3rd season to come out. And I also have to finish the Valentine special. I only watched the first half before I fell asleep the other night, exhausted from hosting 3 events in 1 day. If you want to see all the events I'm hosting, go to triviawithbuds.com anytime and click around. Lots of cool stuff up there. And just redid the website 3 or 4 weeks ago. So lots of fresh content and pictures and things to see on there. And I will be in Grand Rapids, California, doing a corporate gig this weekend. So if you were in Grand Rapids, let me know. I'd love to see you. I'll be free Sunday afternoon. If you want to meet up for a Starbucks or something like that, just drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.